Said Mishnah 7, Hamashameris Shelyan Asur Mishum Giloy, also a wine strainer. If you've got a jar, a wine jar, and on top of it you had a wine strainer. So they would pour the wine into the strainer and it would catch all of the, you know, all of the sediment, etc. And then the wine would go down into the jar. So that wine strainer covers the wine jar. Nevertheless, as the Mishnah, it's still Asur Mishum Giloy, it's still forbidden, because of we worry that it's uncovered and the snake may have deposited its venom there in the strainer and they then passed through the strainer into the jar below. So that, says the Mishnah, would also be forbidden in the first Mishnah. But Rabbi Nechemia Matir, Rabbi Nechemia permits it to drink the wine in the vessel because he holds that the venom doesn't pass through the strainer into the vessel. Brings over here that in this case the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Nechemia. Okay, so that's the end of the wine. Well, you know, all of the snake mishnas. But what's interesting is the Shulchan Aruch brings, it's Yoredei 1161. If you go have a go over, look over there, Shulchan Aruch brings that these halachas of uncovered water and wine, etc., don't apply today because snakes today are not common. And because snakes today are not common, so we're not worried about, even in his time, I mean, the Shulchan Aruch was written, I think, in the 1500s. So even in his time, they already weren't worried about snakes drinking the uncovered water. So there's definitely room to be lenient over here, not to worry about it. You can go ask your local Orthodox rabbi.